Dave and Darren.
That's us. It's our Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. Everybody, you're familiar with my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things. We are podcasting live here in the Capriati Studios.
Now, what is that symbol that you have on your shirt? Is that like the artist formerly known as Dave?
No, this is what's known in the role-playing community as the ampersand.
Okay.
It's for Dungeons and Dragons.
Ah.
See the dragon there spitting out the fire?
Is that because you have total immunity?
From what?
Isn't that from, I don't know.
Immunity?
It's a term they're kicking around these days. I thought maybe it was a Dungeons and Dragons thing.
I'm not involved
thing.
In any of that. I'm going to be very clear. I am not
total
involved.
Total immunity? That's not even in Dungeons and Dragons.
No, what
that's,
we have in mind is total communication. It's bagism.
Farcical. It's fantastical.
Welcome to the show. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. A lot to get to here, and then we'll
when
do
is
a
this
page.
Weather break? Just too soon.
So as we're doing the show, it's November 13th today, and it's already the snowiest winter, the earliest it's been the snowiest. On average, we get something like 31 inches of snow a year.
Yes.
We're almost to 10 inches already of snow. We've almost got a third of what we usually get for an entire winter season.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we just had the one snow.
No, we've had two snows.
Have we?
Yeah.
Boy.
We've had two snows of more than 4 inches. You really? In your mind, this is all one event?
Yes, I missed one of them.
Remember the snow we had for Halloween?
Yes.
Okay, so that counts.
Okay, and then there was another one.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
I got to ask the question I know a lot of our listeners want me to ask. How are you doing?
Not well.
Stability-wise?
Not
you got
well.
The yak tracks on or whatever?
I don't trust these shoes. Hmm. These things are as bad as wearing loafers.
You have a history of falling and on the ice, and you know, you're a very important asset.
This year I might not get up.
So if you fall down,
you'll just call it
a day.
I might just stay down.
Okay.
It just it depends on how, you know, events of the day. I might just stay down.
No, everybody. He said not to get him up. Just let him.
That's right. Because
it's like that Radiohead video.
In the hospital, they do have little bands that they will put on you calling you a fall risk.
Well, I'm...
And, but
really?
I might...
Is that something I can get on you proactively?
Well...
Can I have you taken to one of these homes?
Well, but I might not... I could... Obviously, I'm a fall risk.
Mm-hmm.
We've established that. It might... But I might get something, some sort of tag, mm-hmm. necklace, or whatever, where don't resuscitate, or don't... or maybe not don't resuscitate. Just don't get up.
Do not resuscitate from a fall. We've already suffered a big fall, our community, so far this year, and this was a close one. I want to thank everybody who reached out to let us know that this had happened.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone watching. I'm your host, The Report of the Week, and thank you for tuning in to this newest video. Now, most importantly, I wanted to give a bit of an update and a recap kind of as to what went down over the last few days, because needless to say, it was quite crazy, quite unexpected.
Did he food poison himself?
Nope, wait.
Overall, very scary situation, but at the same time, extremely lucky at that. What happened was, I unfortunately took a very, very hard fall and wound up in the hospital as a result. I was doing some work in the attic, and this was on me. Just a mistake on my part.
It's on me. First of all, I don't like the fact that he's in an attic and he falls.
What is he doing climbing around in an attic?
He's in an attic?
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Guaranteed will never happen again. But I was doing some work in the attic, and I lost my footing and fell about 12 feet onto a very hard floor. Concrete. There was nothing to break my fall, and I fell first on my tailbone, and then the back of my head kind of slammed onto the ground.
Oh my god.
So needless to say, it was very, very scary.
We almost lost the report of the week. Here he is in his hospital bed.
Only the corn dogs broke my fall. And they were, well...
Pedestrian.
Pedestrian at best.
Here he is in this hospital bed.
Sure, there's a little file photo.
This is terrifying. We can't lose this guy. We can't lose Review Bra. Report of the week.
Went to the hospital and was checked out. Most importantly, should be mentioned that, you know, I'll recover from this. You know, it's going to take a while. And, you know, it'll be what it'll be. But I'll get through it and... You know,
I love this kid.
Meaning I will be what I will be.
It'll be what it'll be. I had a call from the attic. Well, it will be what it will be.
Will I be compromised? Certainly.
My review is for some hospital Jell-O that I was served.
I was going to say,
at first
does
I thought,
he do that?
My goodness, the cherry flavor
because
was a bit off.
At this point, it's only soft foods I can take.
I had hoped to give you a review of some of the new offerings from Sonic. That is impossible as a result of my fall from the attic.
It would have been so much worse. Most importantly, there were no severe brain injuries, which is just... It's incredible.
Yeah.
It was just so scary what happened. You know, there's been a lot of pain and, of course, in a lot of different parts of my body. And then I also got cut up with some nails that... kind of dragged along my back as I'm going down.
I think it goes.
Lord.
I think it goes without saying.
I bit a lot.
It goes without saying. I shit myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll spare you the details.
I ruined a perfectly good pair of trousers.
These are vintage slacks, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't get these at the local Montgomery Wards. Well, honestly, best wishes to this kid, because he's given us so much.
Don't need that finishing off 2019.
No, we've already lost so much. You want to just get right into the top five things?
I don't know why. Time is of the essence, apparently.
I had a fall from the attic. I shouldn't laugh. God bless this kid.
It's an attic that I really shouldn't have been in.
It wasn't even my attic.
Not my attic.
I was climbing around the attic of my local Burger King.
I didn't even know Burger King had an attic.
Thank God I fell on those $1 tacos.
The Dave
which,
and Darren.
By the way, at first were a little saltier than I remembered.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. Just north of United Township High School, enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Whatever remains of the autumn, well, fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today.
Is it possible that he's your son? There's a lot going on with this kid where I think... Darren maybe have some sort of...
Is it the falling?
There's a lot about this kid. His obsession
I had some unprotected sex, yes.
His obsession with horrible food. His penchant for falling. Is it possible that at some point promises were made...
And broken.
Maybe you wrote down your phone number incorrectly.
I guess. Never...
If this kid starts doing like Beatle album reviews while he's drinking Keystone, then I'm going to insist on a DNA test.
He starts having some airline survives. Well, I've never actually been in a plane crash.
No, knock on wood.
The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean as well. If you'd like to become a member, we would certainly appreciate it. And you'll have access to everything we've done, including patron-only shows. And our plan is to have a patron-only show.
What?
This Friday. The podcast, this Friday. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street
that
in
is,
Davenport.
Unless one of us falls through an attic. At which point, we'll let you know.
I'm not going in an attic. I might become an addict.
Different thing.
May already be one.
Yes.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade meatball. Meatballs made from scratch, topped with marinara sauce, provolone, and grated Romano cheese. Absolutely delicious. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily, and get it today. When you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and you will get a medium sub and pay for the price of a small one. And yes, that's going to save you some cash.
Number one.
We got to get the Report of the Week review bra to come and have some Capriati's, have a Bobby or something. You know, when he's feeling up to it, obviously he's not traveling. He had nails scratch across his back and whatnot, and a tailbone injury, but. At some point, when
my guess is that when coming down, he landed on his tailbone, and it was like a perfect V when he hit, and then slammed his head.
They were looking for a Scottish tourist. This guy thought it would be a good idea to do some snorkeling off the coast of Madagascar. He was never seen or heard from again. So they decide to do a search for this Scottish tourist who, again, a little snorkeling off the coast of Madagascar. Officials started catching tiger sharks, hoping that the tiger sharks might provide some clues as to what happened to the guy who went snorkeling off the coast of Madagascar. Mm-hmm. And that's when
we ripped open a tiger shark. We found him.
And they found this dude's hand. His wife identified his hand by identifying the wedding ring that was still on his finger. They were on vacation celebrating her birthday. All right, honey. Happy birthday. I'm going to go do some snorkeling. Just have a minute to myself on the ocean.
I recognize it. That thing's been all over me. That thing.
Reunion Island in Madagascar is where the couple stayed. They are now doing their best to...
If that's the only remains left...
Yeah.
Do you do like kind of the...
You take the hand back to Scotland and bury it?
Well, no, you put it...
Put it on a shelf? What do you do?
I suppose you could still cremate it, but if you weren't to cremate it...
Yeah.
And you wanted to do more of an Adams Family thing...
Mm.
just put it in a box.
Well, at least, listen...
At least the ring's still there. You can still get something out of that.
That's it. You got the part of the body that had something of value. Right.
He might have had a little bridge work or whatever, what is that going to get you on
a secondary market? But we're looking at the tiger sharks here, and this is what happened to the Scottish tourist.
Number two.
Story here, shocking story. From Los Angeles. They have that that Hollywood Walk of Fame out in L.A.
Now, which must go on forever because everyone's got a star. I mean, everybody.
It's true.
Do we have one?
Not yet, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at some point. I mean, if they have a podcast category at some point.
You got to give them a lot of money. Yeah, I was going to say.
You buy these
this
things.
This has got to go on for blocks and blocks and blocks, right?
Yeah, and then you've got all these weirdos dressed up as superheroes and as Elmos and whatnot, and then
so you're saying this is where a part of Los Angeles to stay away from.
I would have told you that well before the story I'm about to share with you. All right, even before what you're about to hear,
go see something
else. I would have
said
when in Los Angeles, there's plenty of places to go that aren't the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But when I share this story with you, you will absolutely cross it off your list of things to see in L.A., right? Maybe the Hollywood sign. Mansion for you would be important to go see the Capitol Records building.
But I could see it probably from a distance.
Yeah, no, get on one of those buses and just don't get off the bus if you're out in L.A. That would be my advice. This woman, Heidi Van Tassel, had...
wonder what...
What she does for a living. Heidi Van Tassel was about to drive home from a Thai restaurant there near the Hollywood Walk of Fame when she was assaulted by a homeless man, Jiray Blessings. Jiray dragged her out of her vehicle. He's a homeless man. And he, according to the police report here...
At least he has the good sense to go somewhere where there's nice weather.
Yeah. Yeah. L.A. is, yeah.
As opposed to...
I wouldn't want to be homeless here.
Or International Falls.
Right.
Probably a low population.
This was a... Of what?
Of homeless people in International Falls.
Well, they're not homeless long.
No.
No. This woman says she's got PTSD as a result of this completely unprovoked attack. He's a homeless man who dumped a bucket of hot diarrhea on her.
Not warm.
Diarrhea.
Not body temperature.
This is the thing about this adjective. If I say to you, a homeless guy dumped some diarrhea on me, you'd say, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's awful.
If I say, and then another homeless guy...
Scalding hot diarrhea?
Dumped hot diarrhea on me, you'd be like, oh, the other diarrhea sounds so much better.
Now, when you say hot diarrhea, are you talking... You mean spicy diarrhea?
It was diarrhea, she says to NBC4. Liquid hot.
You know what? I don't know. If I had that sort of assault take place,
mm-hmm.
I think I would say that I was assaulted.
Yeah.
I just might leave out the details.
Well, I mean, I would whisper to the cops.
Yes, I mean...
I don't know that I would...
Horrifying random attack.
A homeless man dumped a bucket of stuff on your head.
A bucket of his diarrhea. I didn't want it to be in my mouth, but it was running down my eyes.
Yeah.
For over a year, the NBC4 I team has been tracking
your
crimes.
Your hair is so shiny, though.
That luster, my God. Is it,
it's gorgeous.
What's your secret? I'll never tell. All right, I'll tell.
I'll tell.
Homeless hot diarrhea. This is from NBC. This is, I believe, KNBC out there in Los Angeles.
Suspects are homeless. Tonight we have learned those incidents are skyrocketing.
They're skyrocketing.
Reporter Joel Grover reports on the growing threat linked to the untreated mental illness and drug addiction on LA's streets of shame.
Yes, but look how gorgeous.
Keep your eye on the woman walking out of this apartment building. A homeless man approaches and suddenly smacks her in the head.
Ooh.
There are now thousands of crimes a year like this one in which the suspects are homeless.
Yeah, I would much rather get smacked in the head, though, than have hot diarrhea.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
In that it's like I'm upset with the situation.
Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
A bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid, hot liquid. I was soaked, and I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes into my eyes.
Yes, no, Mary.
Rushed her to the hospital.
Good
little
Lord.
Maybe a little more descriptive than you need to be.
I mean, Jesus Christ. That's an image. I had homeless diarrhea on my eyelashes coming into my eyes. Good God. They had to take her to the
clearly,
hospital.
I mean, I don't need to get this specific. He is clearly a Ghost Pepper fan.
Referring to the amount of feces used in the attack, paramedics who treated her at the scene said it looked like the man had, quote, been saving it up for a month. Oh, good God. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Not good.
In fact, I'm going to do it.
Well,
that's going to do it for the top five things, everybody.
Well,
and I mean forever. I can't do this anymore.
Forget about Los Angeles. I'm just going to cross off the whole, I don't know. I was going to say California. Maybe just the West.
Crap!
The West.
Right? Right? What? You're just, you're on your way home from having Thai food, so you've already got some things going on, right? You're already in a pretty unpleasant place, and then this happens. No thanks.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Yeah, maybe not west of the Mississippi anymore. I might have to go east.
I don't know that it's much better.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America, and now you can get it grilled, Remember to get the gift cards. It's that time of year. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards for those stocking stuffers because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. When you're at Capriati's, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number three on our top five things.
Number three.
Three.
A pilot is being paid $300,000 by the city of Denver. This guy was arrested standing naked in front of a hotel room at Denver International Airport.
He's getting paid $300,000 just to put his clothes on?
United Airlines pilot Andrew Collins said he had no idea anyone could see him when he opened the curtains of his 10th floor room. He sued for wrongful arrest. He said on the morning of September 20th, 2018, he woke up at his room at the airport, the hotel there in Denver, opened the curtains to enjoy the view. He was walking around his room while on a business call about his ongoing campaign to become the elected leader of the nation's largest pilot union.
Mm-hmm.
A witness called the police said that the naked man was acting inappropriately. He says that that didn't mean that I was standing there doing any lewd behavior. I just had an expectation of privacy. He complained that his 26 years as a commercial pilot, he stayed in more than 2,000 hotels, and most have tinted or mirrored windows.
Mm-hmm.
So he assumed that the Westin there at Denver International Airport did as well. Well, they don't. The arresting officers went too far when they arrested him for indecent exposure. They didn't have a warrant to go into the hotel room. So he sued the city and won. And now he's getting $300,000.
Not bad.
They're saying the Westin needs to make changes and warn hotel guests at the interior of the hotel rooms. How do you not know that people can see into windows, though? That seems like something a pilot should know. So he just assumed all windows are tinted and you can't see in.
But who went, I mean, on the 10th floor, it's up a ways.
Yeah, it is. I've been at that Westin. And it's not like, there's not really anything there. It's the airport. And that Westin, unless there's a separate
was it a plane going by that saw him?
What the hell? That guy's not wearing pants. Call the cops. Yeah, I'm not sure how that would even work.
People taking off or coming in landing? Hi there.
Welcome to Denver. Mile hello to you. Welcome to the Mile High City, everybody. Does this put any ideas in your head? Ladies?
I'm wrangling for union president.
I'd like to be the president. I can't see anything getting in my way. Forever, we have wondered why we hiccup. We don't know, or we didn't until just now, why it is that we hiccup. This is a question that doctors have tried to get to the bottom of for as long as we've been hiccuping. And that's been what? Millions of years.
So you're saying that people have tried, they've spent their lives.
Yes.
Trying to figure it out and then.
Yes. The reason you hiccup is they have figured this out. People in lab coats, people with degrees in the advanced sciences, they have figured out why it is that we hiccup. And the reason is it plays a crucial role in our development. Hiccuping is needed when you are a baby. Oh, tell me.
I want to be a hiccup baby. I want to hiccup like a baby.
I just got interested in the show. What I'm kind of half listening. That diarrhea thing was so gross, I kind of tuned out for a minute. You got all my attention now, space baby. In a study, researchers monitoring 13 newborn babies found that hiccuping triggers a large wave of brain signals that aids in their development. They say this brain activity helps babies learn how to monitor the breathing muscles.
So,
and it eventually leads to a ability to control breathing voluntarily when we're born.
So then why do we hiccup later in life?
Well, I'll get to that.
Maybe we don't.
This is the thing. When we're born, the circuits that process body sensations are not fully developed. So the establishment of such networks is a crucial developmental milestone for newborns. Babies in the study were preterm and full term, 30 to 42 weeks gestational age. Scientists believe this development would be something that is typical. You learn how to hiccup, your body learns how to hiccup in that final trimester of pregnancy. Fetuses and newborn babies often hiccup. And this goes as early as 9 weeks into pregnancy, you're hiccuping, right? Well, here's the other thing.
I want to hiccup like an unborn baby.
Oh, I wish I could hiccup like a baby again. Oh, God. Well, I ain't got a cat that can hiccup. Here he come. Hiccup in on the phone. Oh.
Sweet Eileen, we miss you. God bless. This is the thing. This is a thing that you do and you learn. It's just the way that our DNA is written so that we learn how to breathe. There is absolutely no known advantage for adults
to be hiccuping.
This is just a hangover from our development that just persists into later life.
So
there's no reason for us to hiccup as adults.
Super smart, maybe smarter adults hiccup still?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm still learning.
Is that what it is? You're learning how to breathe? They also think that the reason that you kick inside your mother's womb is it's helping you to create a mental map of your own body. Like you have some idea, like, where do I
end? What am I?
Where do I end and where does this bag that I'm sleeping in begin, right? Uh-huh. So like you kick so that you know, like, okay, that's the bottom of one of my feet.
Or you're just working on your karate moves.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not the best, but I'm getting my karate moves are getting better.
Oh, fetus ninja, you'll save us all.
Number five.
Finally,
I want to kick like a baby.
Oh, I wish I was Bruce Lee, but a baby. Oh, that would be my foe.
Yeah, you can get really hung up and disappointed if
I had a do if, over if again.
If I don't get to be Bruce Lee as a baby,
I have a very specific desire.
I'm gonna make something bad happen.
So when the reincarnation happens and you're a baby again, but you're like,
but I wanted to be Bruce Lee, baby. Oh.
Finally, in South Africa, they're making a gin that's infused with elephant dung, and they say that this is no gimmick. The creators of Indlovo Gym stumbled across the idea a year ago after learning that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers, but they only digest a third of those fruits and flowers. So when you use elephant dung and you infuse that in the gin, you get an amazing variety of botanicals, they say.
Too many botanicals.
You know who's interested in this? Some homeless guy in L.A. It's got everything I want. Gin and poop. This sounds delicious. And those were your top five things.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Let Capriati's do all the work. It's sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes.
My mother was a dragon lady, and my birth was called Exit the Dragon.
Huh? Oh, hey!
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
That's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Oh, God bless them.
Next time you're at Capriati's for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. We will be here on Friday to give you a patrons-only podcast.
One last bit before we go. This one comes to us from Australia. Are you familiar with the Melbourne Cup? The Melbourne Cup in Australia? Hello to all of our Australian listeners.
Is that tennis? Is that soccer? Sailing? What is it?
See, those are all really good guesses, and I think I would have arrived at those guesses before, along with you. I think we're in the same boat. But the Melbourne Cup is actually a very important...
Hello there!
No. No, the Melbourne Cup is actually a very important...
Hello.
Horse race.
Yes,
okay. It's a horse race. So this guy's on a date, and it's a first date. And he decides, I'll take her out to the Melbourne Cup, right?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I mean, Matt, like, the Kentucky Derby would be an interesting first date, right?
I suppose so, yeah.
So this is like the Kentucky Derby of Australia. It's their most famous horse race. So they're on this date, and the woman says to this guy, his name is Kenny, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They're in Australia. They're on their first date. And at some point during the evening, This woman goes, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Mm. This isn't going anywhere.
You mean the horse?
You, Kenny, are not doing anything for me.
Oh, okay.
Now, normally, don't they just go along and then, like, you drop them off and then you don't hear from them again? This woman is on the first date saying, here's the thing. I'm not feeling it.
So she's saying, but he's, it's like, it's not the horse racing that's the problem.
She says, this isn't working for me. I don't think, yeah, it's not the horses.
It's not the horses. It's you, just Kenny.
You, Kenny.
You stink, Kenny. Mm-hmm. I don't like you, Kenny.
Kenny, for me, you are not someone I see getting romantically involved with.
Yeah.
And Kenny says, you know what? That's awesome. I appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. Right? Thank you for being, I guess this is how people are now when they date. In my day,
it could very well be. It could very well be. I don't know how old these people are.
Right.
But this new group of people, these young people,
yeah.
It could very well be that they pull the ripcord nice and early.
Right. Right. I mean, in our day, we would have said the honesty was too much. But this is a different day and age.
Too much goddamn honesty.
So the race goes off, and she's about to catch a train. To go back home. She's about to leave.
You know what? Don't bother taking me home.
Right. I'll just get on the train. The big race goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And she sticks around for the big race.
He wins.
He had a $10 bet. And he predicted the first four finishers in order.
And?
That $10 bet was now worth $793,000.
And?
Guess who wasn't in a hurry to go home?
Uh-huh.
Just a change of heart. She says, I'll stick around.
Oh, Kenny.
And he's like, I need you, let's make sure this is real. So, yeah.
I don't care if it's real.
Yeah.
I get it. I did just win big. Hey, baby. All is forgiven.
So then he decides, you know, instead of drinks, or instead of you going home, let's have a couple of drinks because I've just come into a fortune.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're not.
Right. So.
That into me.
Then he says, we're done here.
Yeah.
And they went their separate ways.
Yeah.
And he hasn't talked to her since.
Right.
But it's funny how once she found out this guy had just come into 793 grand, she's like, I don't know. Something about you, Kenny.
Yeah, your eye. I don't know if it's your eyes or.
Or the fact that your $10 bet just went off $700,000. $10 ticket worth 793 grand. Just,
you know what?
Something about
you. I'll buy you a couple. You can have a couple drinks with me.
I guess I'll let you buy me a drink. That's going to do it for the show. Patron-only show coming up this weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
Come on, Quad Cities.
Sorry.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. This is for the Quad Cities resting spot. Dabbing board. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Happy birthday.